We all want to find meaning in our lives, but what does that even mean? And how do we find it? Today, we're talking about what gives meaning to your life. Welcome to the Think Tank Podcast. It's Amy. I'm a licensed clinical social worker, and I'm here with Angie Bell, communications manager. Hey, Angie.
Hey, Amy. How are you doing today?
I am ready to podcast. This is an exciting topic. I think it's important that we level set a little bit. We're talking about finding meaning in our lives, not finding the meaning of life. We're talking about finding ourselves individually and about how we can live the life we want to live, not that huge, big, broad existential topic.
Yeah. I mean, I think if we were to try to attack that, we could probably be talking all day, maybe make this a multi-series, trying to figure out the meaning of life. So yeah, it's really about what life means to you.
Yeah. And at the end of that podcast, we still wouldn't know.
Exactly.
So
what is it? 42? Is that the meaning of life? 42?
I don't know. Or is that how old you have to be before you even think you know what it is?
Exactly. But,
all right. So finding meaning in life is about figuring out who you want to be, what you want to do, and what do you desire the most?
Yeah, I think it's like getting to our core self, really trying to understand what matters to you, your values, and really your dreams and your passions. So, let's talk about how to get there.
Well, one way I think that you can get there is by making deep connections with people. This could be family or friends or colleagues. It's really just having a sense of significance to people, like I matter to them, they matter to me. And as humans, we really all want to just belong. We all need connection. We need people who care about us and that we care about them.
That's so true. I know, like when I start to feel down in life and just feel like, I'm working too much or, I'm just at home all the time. Every time I get rejuvenated from that, it's from being around somebody. Maybe my daughter will come over, or we'll have lunch, or me and my daughter and my son will go have brunch, or Chris and I will go hang out with some friends. And every time we do that, like after that, I'm like, wow, I feel so much better now. I'm like, just that
connection. Yeah, it's the connection.
Yeah, it's just that action of connecting with other people that really invigorates you and make you feel more enjoyable in your life.
Right. I agree. So another way is discovering and then using your gifts and talents. So that could be like what comes easily for you or naturally for you.
Right, right. Like maybe, you like to paint or maybe you like to draw or maybe you have the gift of gab. You like to talk with people, right? That's another natural talent that you can utilize and put your mind to. It's from gardening to maybe even working out or riding a bike.
Right. And it's really about what brings you joy, like the things that you don't have to do. It's the things that you want to do that bring you joy. So it could be a job, it could be a hobby, really, it could be anything.
Yeah, I think sometimes when I think about those things that bring me joy, it's not always so obvious. Like sometimes on the weekends, I'll feel bored or not feel great. And, suddenly I'll want to cook or bake something. And so I'll make something a little different than what I usually would. And all of a sudden I'm feeling better because I'm expressing my creativity and I get to eat a nice yummy something at the end of that, maybe some cookies or a nice new stir fry or something. So I don't know, it's the simple things in life that can really bring you joy. Another thing could be volunteering or a hobby or helping others.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you say that because that is actually one of the key ways to figure out your meaning in life is helping others. Volunteering is definitely a way to connect with people and connect with a greater sense of purpose. Another way to find meaning is to set some goals, because that gives you something to strive for, to dream about, to prepare for. Maybe the goal is to do one of the things that we've already talked about, like make a new connection or reconnecting with someone you care about. Or you could pick up an old hobby that gave you a sense of purpose.
Yeah. No, this is actually literally like me last night. I was sitting there and I was just feeling glum, and I was like, oh, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do next. I don't want to do anything. And then I kind of shook out of it and I said, you know, I need to write a list. I need to write down some things that I need to do and a couple of things that I want to do. And after I did that, I felt like I had a little bit more focus, a little bit more direction, and some things to look forward to as well.
We all need that, right? We all need something to look forward to. And, you know, and sometimes we need to look at what we have right here and now. I mean, we know that. We've got to look at what's happening in our life to be grateful for. But having those goals and things to shoot for in the future definitely gives you meaning.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've got to go for it. I mean, it's easy to sit there and veg out, and there's a time and a place for that. I'm not going to argue that at all. You know, there's nothing wrong with that, but you've got to get off the couch. You've got to kind of try to start some new things and get going. And try to stretch out of your norm, you know, to really find what you're capable of.
Yeah, because happiness comes from when we kind of do. We stretch and we grow. So if we don't try, we'll never know, right? We'll never know. Like, I mean, you talked about painting earlier. I have always wanted to paint, but I'm terrified that I'm going to paint something and it's going to look like a really bad Picasso. So I want to. So what's holding me back? So I really feel like what if I'm awesome at it? You know, what if I pick up a paintbrush and I'm super awesome, but if I don't get out of my comfort zone and I don't, you know, feel like I have to be perfect with it, I'm never going to see if that's something that brings me joy. So the last thing I want to share is the importance of reflection in figuring out your meaning, right? Mm-hmm. Often we look at our lives when it's something that's challenging that's happened, right? We, you know, our parents pass away, or we're getting ready to leave home and go off to college, or there's a major emergency or a crisis, like a health issue or something like that. That's when we typically stop and think about our meaning. When something doesn't make sense, or we feel weak, or, you know, we're struggling, that's when we kind of tend to stop and reevaluate our lives. And it is a perfect time for us to think about, you know, what we want for our future. And it's an opportunity to reflect and grow. But I would challenge you to like do that more often, not just like at the end of the year or the beginning of the year or when there is a, you know, like this big crisis in your life, but reflect back and look at what you want and look at what you need to be able to be your best self.
Yeah, I think that's so true. It's so easy to, you know, suddenly reflect on things and what's the meaning of my life when something tragic happens or a crisis or, you know, we're in that situation. But it's really important to integrate that throughout our days and think about, hey, am I doing something that makes me happy? Am I integrating a little bit of play into my life? Am I taking time to recuperate and restore the energy that I need in my mind and my body? And I think that's important. And I think sometimes we get so sucked up in the day-to-day and completing that to-do list, right? We forget to add that little moment of play to our to-do list, or that little thing, that one item that we're going to enjoy that's going to make a difference, right?
Right.
So I am with you all the way, Amy. We definitely have to integrate more of that into our day-to-day.
I love that you said integrate play. We all need to do that so much. We get in our heads, and there is something good about just being playful and have fun. Here is an exercise for anyone who wants to just kind of get down to the nuts and bolts of what's the meaning in their life right now. And it's going to sound a bit weird. And it may be difficult and it may be uncomfortable because I want you to sit down and I want you to write your own obituary. Again, it's uncomfortable. I know that thinking about death can be uncomfortable, but it may help you realize what you really want for yourself and how you want people to remember you. I did this and it was uncomfortable, I will admit it, but it gave me the incentive to get out of my comfort zone and take some chances and be more authentic in my life. And it's made me realize, like we talked about that integrating fun, like I am going to do that. I need to have that in my life. And I want people to remember me as somebody who was adventurous and enjoyed life.
Wow. Yeah, that's a really interesting exercise. I can really see how that can help you maybe kind of think about your personality traits, about the things that you've done, about how other people might have felt when they were around you. You know, like Angie always brought joy into people's lives. I don't know if I do, but I'd like to. So, but it's that kind of thing that, you know, makes you reflect on that and makes you reflect on maybe the kind of person you are from day to day. And we're not perfect, of course not. Nobody's gravestone is going to say, you know, this person was perfect.
Because all the time.
Yeah, right. That's just reality. But that's a really interesting exercise. I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah. So Saint Angie, you let me know when you do it. And let's talk about how you felt about it. Because I know for me, it was a little uncomfortable. But it is definitely a quick way to really kind of zero in on your meaning.
Okay, so just to review the different ways that you can start to find meaning in your life, we have connecting with others, discovering your gifts and talents, helping others or volunteering, getting out of your comfort zone, and reflecting on your life and what's important to you. If you need help, you know, trying to find these goals and trying to find the meaning in your life, reach out to a counselor. They can help talk with you and listen to you and help you find direction and the meaning in your life.
One of my favorite quotes by Mark Twain is, "The two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why." I really hope you heard some tools today that help you find your meaning in your life. Until next time, thanks for joining the Think Tank podcast. Bye.
Bye, y'all.